Coming up on TMS PM, no air, no blow, no nothing.
The great monocle debacle.
We go on plenty of tangents today.
I know where your unit is.
Hey man, do you even lift?
Dan, the tabletop man, and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the Morning Stream. But it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, one and all. Welcome back to TMS PM for June 7th, 2019. It is 3:33 in the Mountain Time Zone. I'm Scott Johnson. He's Brian Ibbett. Good morning, afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Scott Johnson.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Oh, go ahead. What are you going to say?
You know how I know it's afternoon? Because my morning was full of stuff, and my whole afternoon is full of stuff, this being the last bit of stuff for my afternoon.
Yeah, today's been crazy for me, but my problem was today at like 10 after 9, I've got the instance going. Music is played. I got Garrett and Terpster in the house. Well, not in the house, but on the thing there.
Yeah, on the Skizzy, yeah, on the Skype.
Well, that's right.
The Skizzy.
The Skizzy. The Skizzord, yeah.
Right.
And they're sitting there, and I introduce Terpster, and he starts to talk, and about maybe 30 seconds into his discussion, or into him introducing himself, I hear this sound. Like this horrible, rumbly, awful sound. Oh, no. And I pull up my headphones, and I catch the tail end of it, and it's thunder. Apparently it was a thunder strike, an actual lightning strike, not far from here. Must have not have been far, because it wiped out all ground-based internet in the area. So as we're starting the show, I have no ISP. My secondary ISP is also dead. Both ISPs are freaking out going, we don't know what's happening. It was of a stupid lightning strike, and I didn't get internet till like 1:30, something like that. So that sucked. Man, today sucked.
That does suck.
Yeah. Makes me want to put a cut in my wiener.
Did you go thunder? Thunder.
Thunder in the thunder. How's that song go?
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's like
in the thunder.
All I know is that thunder, thunder.
Yeah, it's a popular deal, that song, I think.
It is a popular deal.
Anyway, and it was one strike, no other thunder or lightning, a lot of wind today, but that was it. It was like some kind of weird cloud right over us. I think they knew that I was going to get on the air and be all pissed about Blizzard canceling that StarCraft shooter that they've supposedly been working on for 2 years and now have canceled it.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're not talking like Ghost.
It's not Ghost.
StarCraft Ghost. No. That was a whole different thing that got canceled.
No, and that was like 2005. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
This thing is like, nobody knew about it because they don't tell anyone anymore. They wait until they're ready to almost relaunch it. But
they should never tell.
Right. I agree. This leaked, I guess. Somebody leaked it.
Yeah.
But the Dustin Browder used to work on the StarCraft and then the Heroes team. That's what he was working on. And now he's not even working. And like, what's he even going to do? Like, I don't know. And then all their esports people are leaving. It's getting weird over there.
Oh, no. What's happening?
So we were going to like go off on that today. And then that lightning hit and I went, oh no, Thrall the freaking Thunder Lord has heard me and wants to shut me up or something.
So your instance was over in an instant.
Yeah, it really was. And I felt bad because Terpster had made all these arrangements to be there today and discuss all this stuff. And there was just wasn't much we could do. So we're going to try to fit it in somewhere between now and Monday. It may just be me and Garrett. I don't know, but we'll figure something out. That stuff needs to be talked about. We'll get it in. We'll get it done. And then a half an hour ago, Twitch chat wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So there's all this stuff today. It's all technical. Oh my! And my microphone had a short.
I remember that yesterday we were talking about. You were on with Patrick, and all of a sudden, your microphone got all buzzy and yucky and
got all squiggly,
sketchy.
Yep. So I had to, you know, blow that out and try to mess around. And right now, I think it's okay for now. I got to check these cables out. So it's just a lot of that kind of stuff, man. I don't want to deal with this. It's dumb.
That stinks.
Yeah. We got Film Sack tomorrow. I got E3 coverage coming up. There's too much to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
No time. There's no time for technical issues. No time.
So I spent the last hour and a half playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
How was that?
That was really good. That's a great game.
Tristan just told me yesterday he wants to get that one.
Oh,
I offered him Far Cry New Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did he say to that? Yeah. No?
He said, yeah, maybe I'll play that one. I really want Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I'm like, yeah, but I have Far Cry New Dawn here in my hands to give you to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I want Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Yeah, but right here in my hand, you could play this now.
Yeah. I've had this conversation with Nick before. I get it.
Yeah.
But Odyssey's amazing. And
that's what I hear.
Worth your time. Yeah, it's a fantastic game. Anyway, I also don't know anything about air conditioners. Here's the other frustrating thing. Despite this rain, it's kind of getting hot and warm and muggy. And it's June, so that's what happens. Things start to warm up. And in the spring, most of the time you just leave windows open and at night it's nice and cool and it's no big deal. But yesterday and today, it gets kind of hot in the afternoons. And so I thought, I'll turn on the AC because I'm the man of the house.
You're also the only adult in, well, I guess the only adultish in the house.
Yes, the other two are barely adulting.
Right.
Like, the fact that they're still here is a sign of that. So I decide I'm going to go turn all this on. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. So I just go to the thermostat thinking that's all I have to do. I put it on cool and I put it on auto and I set the temperature to 71. Nothing happens. No air, no blow, no nothing. I know the heater works because that was working like 2 weeks ago. So Showtime. Don't know why that's not working.
No air, no blow, no nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So then I go outside and I'm like, well, is there something to do with the actual air conditioning unit? And there's a switch, like a, what do you call that? What's it called when you have
the thermostat?
Like it turns, it's a safety thing where the
power. Oh, breaker.
Breaker, thank you. There's a breaker outside. So I thought, oh, well, let me just pop the breaker in whatever direction it isn't and maybe that'll turn it on. No, it didn't do it. So then I went downstairs, checked the breaker in the main house, which also is there for the AC. That's on.
Yeah.
Says it's getting full power. Nothing. There's a weird switch on the air vent thing down here that I don't know what it does, and I don't know if it's on or off right now. I have no idea.
Right.
So I gave up, and Kim will have to do it because she did it last time, and I don't know what I'm doing. Ah.
You don't want to be the guy, but you're going to have to be the guy who says, Kim, could you please turn on the air conditioning?
Yes. Yes.
To enable it.
It's going to be that. It's that conversation. We're going to have it tomorrow, and it's going to bug the hell out of me. In fact, she'll probably call me tonight because she has some service in Lake Powell, which is shocking. But she only does it at night. So she'll probably call me tonight, and I'll say, hey, am I just dumb? And she'll probably say, oh, you just forgot to flip the hoo-ha. And I'll go,
right.
Frick.
Let's hope that's all it is. Yeah. Something easy. Otherwise, you're doing FaceTime and saying, okay, all right, is that it? What's that thing right there? Does that need to be turned?
And not only that, it's just, I should know. Like, I should know if there was some reason that this had to happen and she's not here. Like, the baby's going to be here tonight. We're going to have dinner with Tay. And I don't want the baby to be all sweaty and hot.
Like, sure.
I want him to be comfortable. And now I'm annoyed that I can't freaking figure this out. I could probably call somebody. I don't want to do that either. I'm also one of those guys that never asks directions. I hate that. So
the boy just walked into the studio with a determined look on his face. What's up?
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you have a good day?
It was a long, busy day.
Okay.
Early in the morning.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you more about it after the show. It just looked like you had something urgent to tell me. Now you're taking the cat.
Yeah.
Trade that one for a smaller model, would you? Give me a smaller one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She just hissed right in your face.
She doesn't
That's
like
a
him.
Sign of a,
she does not like him?
She does, but she has less of a tolerance for him than me.
Oh.
Like, if he gets too in her face, and I can do exactly the same thing as Tristan, and after a few seconds, nothing with me, but with him, it's like,
oh
like,
my gosh.
it's right in his face.
Maybe he knows that he's the true owner of that little... rascal.
Yeah, I think that there might be something about that. Like, it might be, you brought that little monster into this house.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right. I was going to read you this email real fast.
Yeah.
This is about weed.
More weed talk.
Yeah, we're getting some sweet follow-up on the weed. This one's from...
Good. I read ahead on this one.
Oh, you did
good.
Morty wrote in. That's his name. Morty.
Morty.
The subject is the Morning Stream Weed THC CBD.
Rick, I'm going to tell you a little bit about...
I don't know, Grandpa Rick. It says this, long-time listener, first-time emailer. I was listening to the latest TMS episode and about weed being addictive. That is... Okay, this, I'm going to read it as if there is I'm not going to read it
punctuation?
With punctuation. I'm going to read it the way he sent it, okay?
Okay, all right.
So good. I don't want people to think I'm skipping punctuation because I'm skipping it. He skipped it in the thing.
Right.
He says, and about weed being addictive, that is hilarious. I have smoked weed for 6 years now consistently with breaks varying from 1 to 3 months and not smoking it. It never gets weird itches. Sorry, it never getting weird itches to go back other than I want to, not that I have to. Who's calling me?
All one sentence.
Sorry, my phone just went berserkoid. I got to put this on. Can I put this on silent? Gosh dang it, I'm reading a weed email. Hold on, it's Carter. Let's see what she wants. Hi, Carter. What's up?
Hey, turn it down.
Turn what down?
Everything.
What am I yelling?
Yeah.
Oh, bye. All right. I guess the baby's sleeping. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a job to do. Maybe the baby can sleep somewhere else.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that baby.
Take the baby to a Starbucks and let the baby sleep elsewhere.
Here's the funny thing. The baby will sleep through anything. So I don't know what they're worried about. Sleeps through anything. His teeth has been bugging him. He's getting teething going, right? So that's made him a little more restless. But he's still, I've seen that kid sleep through, like he fell asleep in the arcade and we were there and didn't make a peep.
Wow.
So, you know, whatever.
Although that's his grandpa's ASMR, man. Like background arcade noises.
Oh,
for sure.
I even have some of that I have a 3-hour file that's just nothing but arcade noises. I should send you that because it's great. Like you can just chill to it. Here, listen. I'm going to play it. Hold on.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Arcade.
Okay, don't accidentally play R. Kelly.
Oh, no. This is Daytona. This is Daytona's name. Okay, that's not what I wanted. It's somewhere in here. 1980. Is this it?
Take your cassette.
No, I can't find it. It's somewhere. I put it somewhere else. Anyway, it's fantastic. And
you know
I have,
what?
Yeah.
I think there's some sort of poetic... there's some sort of irony to the fact that halfway through reading an email about weed, we get distracted and start doing other things. Kind of hungry. Are you hungry? Should we get some Taco Bell real quick? We could DoorDash some Taco Bell.
That's kind of perfect. You're right. All right. Sorry. I'll go on with what he said here. He says, yes, it can do what that person was saying, but it is with a combination of other medication and overuse. And two, the same person saying weed has been getting stronger. It has, but also the dispensaries can test their buds and are the best of the crop, in parentheses, higher THC than the other yield, parentheses, and get the percentage from that and label it 10% plus what they were tested for. I have lived in Colorado for all of my life and have been a bartender as well as many other bud tender. I've never heard of a bud tender. Is that what they call them?
You know exactly what it is from the name, though, right? Like,
yeah. I think that's why we're red bartender, because I just never heard of it. All right. Yeah. Been a bud tender as well as many of my other friends. It was so funny listening to that addictive weed email. It had me laughing out loud. I get this is the other side of the perspective, so I thought I would share it. Not saying that I am right or the other person is wrong. Just thought I would share.
Whew. 3 periods.
Yeah. This might be generational. My kids do this. They do
I
this.
Know. Yes. Same with Tristan. Don't worry, Morty. They're free. You can use commas, periods to your heart's content, and Gmail won't charge you a single one.
No, you're going to pay a dime. You don't pay by the character anymore.
I should be nice because Morty lives here in Colorado, and he can find me, and he can.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Can,
he'll give you an extra comma if you know what I'm saying. He'll do that.
Exactly. He'll put a period at the end of my life is what he'll do.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But, I think Talia was in the chat room talking about this, about how clarifying that there is an addictive psychological addiction, but not a physical addiction to weed.
Right. The physical dependency doesn't exist. If it
does with other drugs, there are other drugs that totally have the physical addiction, but weed has a psychological addiction or mental addiction or something, or that wouldn't be mental, but psychological addiction, I think.
Sure.
And I think they're both agreeing on that.
I think so. I mean, I've never seen so much disagreement in my life. Everybody seems to have expert opinion.
Yeah.
They're opposite of what the other person has. So I don't know still. I still am kind of like, I really don't know what anybody is saying. This is kind of where we're at with weed, though, right? We're going from culture of weed, which was not only illegal and stigmatized by the man for so long, but created a subculture of, yeah, man, we're just doing weed and it's cool. And now that's getting corporatized on their side. So everybody's got strong opinions about this thing that's coming into like sharp focus, and it's weird. It's weird. Mm-hmm. So we'll just keep following it. See what you guys say. We're happy to read your stuff. And there you go. All right, Brian.
Do
lifting.
Do we need to start a separate show, Scott?
The weed show.
The morning toke or something like that. The wake and bake.
The morning weed, like that.
the morning weed. You know, they'll get their soundboard I'm doing the Adam Curry saying the soundboard line.
Yeah,
that's really. Yeah. You know, they'll get their sound. They'll use their soundboard and show you how to do it right.
There you go, Dvorak. Everybody, that was you. Hey, tell me about all the heavy lifting you've been doing.
Yeah. So yesterday afternoon after the show, went to the Renaissance Hotel in Broomfield and showed up there a little bit before 2 p.m., my official meeting time to get qualified and approved to drive Lyft. Because, you know, it's a very important thing. You're basically putting a bunch of people's lives into your hands as a Lyft driver. You gotta be responsible. They gotta make sure that you are the best of the best, Scott. They gotta make sure that you are the cream of the crop and that you're not just any schmo off the street driving people around. 20 minutes later, I've got my approval official license to drive Lyft.
Wow. They really just jumped right to it, didn't they?
They really did. So basically, they did an eye test, and this was, you know, in a ballroom at the Renaissance Hotel. Cover one eye, read this. Cover the other eye, read the, you know, lowest line you can. And then asked a bunch of questions. Are you schizophrenic? Are you an alcoholic? Are you addicted to drugs? Do you have trouble breathing? Do you have a heart problem? I do. I always want to answer the schizophrenic. There's like a comedian that says, well, I'm not a schizophrenic, but some of the other people in my head are. They decided not to in this one. But and then she gives me a clean bill of health for 2 years. So for 2 years, I'm considered approved health wise.
And what does that mean? Just like you're not going to crash or something?
I'm not going to have a heart attack in the middle of a ride and die and kill the passenger.
You're not going
to
have narcolepsy.
Because then Lyft can get sued.
right. That makes sense. That's interesting. Yeah. Do they do is it a full, like, you know, it's not Dr. Butterfingers or anything. They just are checking.
No. I mean, the only thing that I did that wasn't answering a question was an eye test where you stand on a piece of tape on the floor and read off the wall, and that's really it.
Right.
And so I just said, I have sleep apnea. She says, do you use a CPAP machine? I said, every night, because I don't know how people don't if they have sleep apnea.
Wow.
I could never go back to not.
Right.
And then I had to talk about my corrective lens. I have a contact lens in this eye.
Your other eye doesn't need one?
Does not need one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 20/30 in this eye, 20/100 in this eye.
Oh, and, weird. Okay.
She said, the eye doctor says, I mean, I could prescribe you 20/30 contact lenses, but you're not going to be, you know, it's not going to give you enough improvement to make a difference.
Sure.
So I have a contact monocle is what I have.
Basically, it is a
contact lens equivalent of a monocle.
Sure. I guess that's what, I mean, that would be a prime candidate in like the 1700s for a guy who needed a monocle, right? Was a guy with one bad eye. Yeah.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. I don't, where's the other end of the chain go, by the way, right? Because your monocle is on a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Is it attached to a button on your?
I always thought there was a stopwatch on the other side, or a pocket watch. I may be
wrong. No, those are two different things. Well, because if you drop your pocket watch, it's going to yank that monocle right out of your face.
That's a good point. Oh, Carter's calling me again. Why? Hold on. Hello?
Are you still being too loud?
Is it still too loud?
Is that music?
I'm not playing any music.
Maybe it's
Oh, yeah, that's not me. I'm not playing. Oh. My stuff's all just in my headphones.
Maybe it's the person in apartment 3C.
She must be. Hold on. Oh, I hear it, too. I don't know what that is. Oh, I know what
maybe
it is.
Maybe you have a...
I think it's the park over here has their concert series. They start in June. I bet they're starting early and rehearsing.
Wow, at 3 p.m. Jeez. Yeah, it's
probably just rehearsal. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, probably, right, a sound check or something.
Yeah. Anyway.
So then just really quick. So then they did the the vehicle check, and actually I'd just taken my car to Kia to get an oil change, and they do automatically do a 40-point checkup. So I basically just said, can I just show you this? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. All right, let's make sure headlights work. Yep, headlights work. Let's make sure your brake lights work. Okay, brake lights work. All right, sign.
Wow.
Here you go. You now can drive Lyft. And at that point, I basically had my sticker. I could go pick up a passenger right then and there.
What happened to the other 35 points in the checkup? Isn't there more than just the three or four things that guy mentioned? Does he have to look at everything else? I don't know what a 40-point checkup is.
Oh, no. I mean, Kia already, the Medved Kia, you know, the Kia dealership already did the 40-point checkup and gave me a sheet that shows all the approvals on everything. So he just used that, and the only thing he needed to check were just headlights and taillights.
Got it. Okay. So then you were official.
So then I was official. Well, at that point, I could have picked up a passenger right then and there. And I downloaded the driver app. I hadn't really studied it, hadn't figured everything out yet. And I also had to meet Crazy Neighbor for some bowling. So I was like, all right, well, I won't pick up a passenger now. I'll do it in the morning.
Right.
So come home, bowl. Tina and I give the car like a complete and total like detailing, although I'd already taken it to the car wash and vacuumed it out. We also did like clean the windows and any dog hair. We like did a little lint roller and stuff. It was quite the detailing job. Went out to dinner for anniversary. And then this morning I decided, all right, I'm up. It's 6 o'clock. I'm showered. Let's go ahead and get some passengers.
Nice.
Turn it on. Sure enough, another passenger in my neighborhood.
Oh, whoa.
like about a mile away.
Okay, it wasn't Dave then. That's when like Dave.
It was not Crazy Neighbor Dave, right, which would be great.
Yeah.
Basically, another passenger needed to go to. He needed to go downtown. Took him downtown. Picked up somebody downtown who needed to go to a conference a few miles away. It was great. I had three rides this morning from about 6 a.m. until 7:30, and made about $35 or something. And so an hour and a half, $35. Not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not. It's certainly not what I. It's not the what I rake people over the coals with in freelance. But
sure. I mean, and with the time that took, how long? How many rides do you think you could get in a? I don't know.
If I do an eight hour day or something.
Yeah. I wonder what that translates to.
I could easily do 40 rides, 30 rides or something in an 8 hour day.
And you get to kind of pick and choose. If you don't want to do any airport runs, you don't have to, right? You can just pick whatever you want.
You have a little bit of control over that, although really all you see is so-and-so near you needs a ride about 10 miles east or 25 miles west. And you at that point can decline or approve. And I think you only get six declines. Mm-hmm. A day or a week or something.
Really?
Yeah. I think you don't get to, well, let me rephrase that. I think you can see where they're going. Like you can approve the ride and then after you see what it is, decline, and you only get like six of those a week.
Oh, weird.
I should probably know that.
So if you don't, let's say something comes up, you're like, oh no, my leg's on fire. I can't drive.
Right.
What do? They are you no longer a Lyft driver? Like
No, I mean you would probably say, you know what, my leg's on fire, I guess I'll turn off the app. And you can just say, I don't want to drive anymore today.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. You can go in there and say this will be my last ride during a ride and say, you know, I'm getting too far away from where I need to be in half an hour.
Yeah.
Which was the case today. And but I'm kinda, I don't know. Here's the other thing. I was so freaked out and wanting to do a really good job for these first three rides that I really didn't loosen up enough to like get him into conversation. I did a little bit of that. Like by the third ride, I was making jokes with a woman about cinnamon raisin bagels that, you know, she was missing out on because her car had a flat tire.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I'm not going to get to go to Starbucks. I said, oh, do we need to get coffee? He's like, no, I just wanted a cinnamon raisin bagel. Like, oh, okay. So the whole rest of the ride, we're joking about cinnamon raisin bagels. So by then I was loosened up enough to do it. But the other thing is I need to set up playlists because I did the Siri thing and said, play. I have an acoustic album of Pink Floyd covers called Echoes of Pink, which is really, really good. It's all female acoustic versions of Pink Floyd songs.
Ooh, I want that. Okay.
It's really good. Right. I kept telling Siri that I wanted to play that, and she kept playing Pink Floyd's Greatest Hits, which is good, but I'd say that's more of an afternoon ride kind of thing than a first thing in the morning, here's Roger Waters screaming in your ear about if anyone remembers Vera Lynn.
Right. I can't find this anywhere. I want this.
Echoes of Pink, really?
Yeah, I can't find it in Spotify or Apple Music.
Somebody you know might have to hook a brother up.
I mean, I'm sure it's Bandcamp or something. I could probably get it. Anyway.
Probably.
Echoes of Pink. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, three easy rides, three really good people. No weird stories to tell yet, but you know, I'm gonna lift some more tomorrow. I was even thinking, you know, if we get home from dinner and I'm not tired, I might go drive some more. I'm kind of looking forward to doing some more and getting comfortable with and familiar with the whole process.
Of everybody, I've told you this, but of everyone I know,
yeah,
you're the most suited for this personality-wise. Like, I think because you're really amicable and you know, friendly and like all that stuff you just have already.
Yeah.
So now it's just down to, like, what do you bring to the situation to make it more unique, or, you know, like you're talking about with music and stuff, like that stuff. But it just seems like a natural fit. Like, cool. I also think Kim would be really good at this. She'd
be great. Tina would be really good too. Like, our wives are great about like engaging people in conversations when you and I kind of want to just hole up into a ball and roll. Roll into the nearest corner.
Yeah, it happens. Like toward the end of events or whatever, we're so pooped out that it's only our wives that want to talk to anybody anymore. Well, anyway, we'll have to follow it up, see how things go, and see how Brian does at his new gig.
I just kicked a kitten that's down here wandering around, but didn't kick it hard. I just like brushed against it with my foot and said, "Wow, that's not that. There shouldn't be anything there." My pillow is further away. My foot pillow.
Your foot pillow. Your foot pillow.
I have a pillow.
A pillow. Philo dough. All right, we're going to get into it with somebody. Hold on, I got to find a cool thing for him. Here you go.
Look who's got the front seats of the Mexican Hat Dance now.
All right, it's Dan. I just picked that at random. That's Dan, the tabletop man, joining us from North Carolina. How's it going, man?
All right, man. I have a little bit more light in here today, so I don't look like a Sith Lord trying to tell Brian what to do with his life.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, now you're going to be in full light telling me what to do with
That's
my
right.
life.
That's right.
Wasn't last time we did this, there was a big storm going on or something, wasn't there? Or something?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It was. I think I sent you that video. I put it up on Twitter. It was the worst, the craziest hail I've ever seen. It looked like snow on the ground. It was so much hail.
Yeah.
And, man, it hit me in a foot, man. It hurt. I'd hate to be, like, walking around with the hail that was coming down. And it was the longest I've ever. Usually hail's like, you know, 10 seconds or so. This was like a good 3 or 4 minutes. It was insane.
Wow.
Wow. I rode my road.
Hello? Are you there? Did I lose? I'm here. I lost Brian for some reason.
Brian,
you muted. Can you hear us? Lost Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Sound. But you hear me fine, right?
I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what. Look at him looking at everything.
Sorry, so, Scott, I'll let me give you a quick recommendation.
Go for it. Give it.
So, teething tablets.
Teething tab. Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. What we're doing right now is we bought him these cool Mario branded things. Oh, there you go. Brian's back. Brian.
Check.
Can you hear us? We hear you now. We hear you. You don't hear us? Okay. Hold on. This is going to be annoying. Let me just tell him that I can hear him. We can hear you. This is just par for the course today. Everything breaks today. Nothing works today.
Uh-oh.
Everything's broken. All right. Anyway, what was my point? My point was, so we got these frozen things in the fridge that he just likes to chew on or whatever. But if you're telling me there's like some hot new cool way to do this, please, I'm all ears.
It's not really hot and new, but those frozen things are really good. And, you know, you could either use like a kind of a face rag, kind of make it a moist face rag, throw that in a freezer too. That's really good because you can just freeze that up so you don't have to go out and buy anything.
Oh, Brian can't hear us. You still don't hear us, Brian?
That should work.
You hear us?
I hear you guys. Oh, okay. You guys were hearing me. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, we could hear you.
Yeah. I thought we had.
It was like a brownout?
I thought we had a brownout, but there's nothing the stuff over there is still on, so it looks like it was localized here. I'm just going to look behind the desk and make sure the kitten didn't bite into a power cord.
Oh, shite! I didn't even think of that, dude. All right, I'm going to put him on temporary mute. All right, so anyway, yes, I mean, like, so, all so those methods are kind of similar to this frozen thing, but what are these tablets you're talking about?
Right, so there's a, I think they're by Highland, I think was the company. Now, they've been around for a long time, and they got into a little bit of trouble, supposedly, I don't want to say trouble, but there was, because like most things, they're not regulated by the FDA, so they had been, apparently there was some belladonna in there, which it does different things, but it's, you know, it's not really great for kids. But there was varying amounts that were in there. But it's a homeopathic remedy that these little tablets that dissolve. So you don't have to worry about the baby choking on them or anything. But and I'm not really huge on homeopathy or homeopathic remedies.
Yeah.
But this one happens to really soothe well. Both my kids use them. And now they don't, you know, that you'll see all the boxes now that when you buy them, it says, hey, no belladonna, no lidocaine, no benzocaine, no, none of that. So, you know, those boxes are safe. So those where I recommend to people is because you just put one or two tablets kind of in their mouth and it dissolves and it just kind of soothes the gum really well.
Yeah.
It just calms them down. You know, it's not something you want to use the whole bottle, but one or two tablets isn't going to hurt.
That sounds all right. It sounds a lot like the stuff she takes for hiccups because the baby gets hiccups a lot. Mm-hmm. She's got some kind of miracle goo that soon she
puts
that stuff in his mouth.
Probably simethicone that they use for it.
Yeah,
probably Mylocon.
Yeah, he just goes out. No more hiccups. Done.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, those are really good because it basically helps get some of that gas out of there, and so it works really well for hiccups.
Yeah, I like getting
it. And also, some of them that they use, I'm trying to remember what the other one is. But there's another one that it actually chemically calms down the diaphragm from having spasms, because hiccups are basically spasms.
Right.
So, and it can calm those down as well.
I haven't had a good hiccup in a long time. I've had plenty of bad ones, but when I was a kid, getting hiccups was kind of funny. Ha ha ha. You're just going, oh, that's funny. Ha ha ha. But now, when you get them now, it's because you ate too much beef or something, and now every hiccup feels like your body's exploding and you're going to die, and it's like acid reflux.
Or too much Schlitz.
Yeah.
You know, if you have too much Schlitz, that'll do it too.
Schlitz.
Too much Schlitz.
I haven't heard the name Schlitz in about 20 years. That's fantastic.
Speaking of too much Schlitz, so Brian.
Yes.
An Uber driver that I once had used to have these buckets in the back. He said he went to the dollar store. And he got like these sand buckets. They were like $1 a piece. You just keep them in there. And if somebody does pukes in there at any time, you just throw it out because they're so damn cheap. But it's good to have in your car.
Oh, you just throw the bucket out, you're saying. The bucket, the baby and the bathwater.
Even though I know it's in the morning, but you never know what you might get at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Like you mean a little bucket that they can throw up into and then they.
Right.
Oh, no, we've got something even better. So when Tina was getting her chemo, they gave her these. They're like, they look like plastic rings with a bag on them.
Oh, right.
The bag can fill up, but they're really tightly compressed.
Yeah.
So we've actually got some of those. I've got one in my car just in case.
Those are scary.
And she's got one in hers, but.
Yeah. We have one of those too, and I don't know why we have it. We have one in the car. I don't know where
it came
from.
You never know. You never know if you're going to need it.
Yeah. My wife put it in there or something, but. Well, that's fascinating.
So I got to know now. I got a drug for you because you guys keep bringing me on these tangents.
Yeah, no, this
so
is
I got
good.
Another tangent for you.
Oh, a tangent! I like that.
I love it.
I like.
So we got chemo.
Yeah.
Barfing.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Pot. Okay. So there's a drug that's made from cannabis that's called Marinol.
Marinol.
It's called Marinol. It's dronabinol. It's basically derived from pot, and what it's used for is. A lot of times in chemo and for extreme nausea and vomiting.
Yeah.
And also some people that kind of just need to, if they need to get the munchies. So they use it for weight gain for you know, a lot of times elderly people or people that just can't gain weight. It helps to get your appetite up. So.
Oh, man. Do they have anything?
gives you the munchies without the psychotropics.
Exactly. And I know this is no surprise. It's a controlled substance.
Of course it is.
Oh, yes.
Do you have anything that can recommend that makes me want to eat less food? Is there a thing like that?
Well, there's a lot of drugs that can do that, you know, that have that kind of effect.
Glasses of water is what
yes, that. And that water, diet and exercise, a lot of green beans.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do for my golden retriever when she ate too much, is give her a whole bunch of green beans so she's too damn full to eat anything else.
Oh my gosh, you'd fill her full of green beans. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, because they're completely, you know, safe for them. And they just think that it's table food when, you know, it is, but it's green beans.
Oh, so. I see. All right. Speaking of dogs, I don't even want to get into it. They were also a pain today. Everything sucks today. Everything's hard. It's hot and the air conditioner won't work. Dan, do you know anything about air conditioners?
Well, we had some similar problems to what you had a while back.
How do you turn it on? I just can't even. I can't turn it on. What do you do?
So where is kind of your unit?
Outside.
I know where your unit is.
It's
well,
out,
I don't
it's
want to a, talk about hard day for your unit. Jamie,
yeah,
we?
Exactly. So this is outside of, actually right outside of my studio, basement studio here, and over to the left is just outside sitting in the open there next to the house.
Right, but do you have a like an indoor fan or kind of where there's another unit inside that'll have, sometimes they have these on-off breaker, not necessarily a breaker, but it's like an automatic thing that either if there's condensation or if it's touching certain things, it might actually cause it to just not trigger.
I mean, there is a switch. So there is a switch in there in the furnace room because the fan that it uses for the AC is the same fan it uses for the heater.
Right.
And the pipes just lead, you either just have cold or hot air coming through there. And there is a little, but it's like a light switch on a pipe right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell what that does. And I didn't want to mess with it until I figured it out. But maybe that's it. I don't know.
Right. And in your thermostat, is it, it's blinking, telling you that it wants to come on?
It's saying, well, I mean, it's doing everything I normally do to it, where I would put it on auto and cool. And
put you did switch it over to cool, right?
I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the heater's working. If I want that to go on, it works.
Right.
Like, I had that for a minute. I'm like, nope, do not want that. Turn that off. But then the cool side won't do it. So I don't know.
And you made sure it didn't freeze up on you outside, right?
Yeah, as far as I know. Like, I went outside. It's not doing anything. It's not buzzing or, you know, it's just there. And the breaker switch for both the internal and external, it's like a double breaker thing. Those are both on. And all the power's good. Unless that lightning strike today that killed my internet also killed my AC. I don't know. Maybe.
Right.
I haven't tried that.
And you check the internal circuit breakers just to be sure as well, right?
Those are all on, yeah.
Because they're usually in a different place than that big one that'll have the, where your unit is.
Yeah, the separate, they are separate. They are separate, and I made sure they were all 100% on. So, and I did reset the breaker as well. So I turned off the breaker, turned it back on to check. I'm like, well, that didn't work either. And it sucks. I don't know what's going on. It's going to annoy me to no end, but Kim's going to call tonight and she's going to go, oh, that's because we blah, blah, blah. When they redid the duct system, we changed it to do this. And I'll just be like, well, no one tells me this. Someone tell me.
Scott, you're on a need to know basis.
I definitely don't need to know.
gonna need a sheet of instructions for whenever Kim leaves the house.
That's right.
Yeah,
now,
you better talk to her before you call out the $80 an hour and $100 just to get to your house on the weekend, guys.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. All right, so you've given us recommendations in almost every area of life. We need one more, and that is board games. What are we going to play?
Well, here's the try and buy for Origins for next week.
Okay.
So there's a game coming out by Litman Games. It's called Adventure Tactics, Domian's Tower. This is by Nicholas Yu. This looks like a nice little tactics game, but what's really cool is you'll start off with certain classes, basic classes, and then as you level, you can actually multi-class, and eventually you can get yourself into kind of like a warlock or a death knight or something, but there's a certain amount of classes that you have to pre-rec into. Like a demon hunter needs cleric, rogue, and archer.
Yeah.
Become a demon hunter, then you get these other items, and other skills and things like that that you can use. And it has kind of a step up different, since it's tactics, there's scenarios that you're going to be doing. I haven't played this one. Obviously, this is a to try. It's still in development, and I'm not sure if they'll probably do a Kickstarter at some point. But this one looked really cool that I wanted to check
figures. Out. The figures look really cool.
Yeah, they're pretty neat. I like the card work, too. It's all very nice.
I love seeing stylized little minis like that. Like, super stylized. I mean,
yeah. They're definitely not going for, anatomic realism. They're going very stylized, but it's very cool. Right. It's a good look.
Yeah. And I think it's so hard to tell what they're going to end up with in the base game. I wonder if they're trying to get some hype for that because, Kickstarters with minis, man, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars when people go, oh my God, minis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
What do you think that is? Why is it people are so stoked about minis?
I don't know what it is. People just love little figurines and things. They're always, because the biggest thing whenever you say to somebody, well, this game is crap. Why are you buying it? Well, I want to have it for the minis. Well, what the hell are you going to do with the minis? Oh, I'm going to use it in this D&D or that. Well, sure. But I know a lot of people that get like Kingdom Death Monster and all these other games and the Bones minis when they were around, and they're just sitting in their closet. Next thing you know, they're liquidating them, just trying to get whatever they can for them.
Yeah. I mean, I may even be asking for, because I'm trying to de-junk and get rid of a bunch of nerd stuff I don't need, and I've got a lot, and some of it we're doing for prizes on this show, and other stuff I'm just getting rid of, and I'm in the mood to be getting rid of things. And so I look at these, I look at these and go, oh, these are cool, but do I really need, do I want more of this
it's just,
sort of thing?
But it also looks like it looks like they care so much more about the game when they're little minifigures.
You're
to
right.
Go along with.
You're right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a sign of quality. It's weird. It's like
a complete and total fallacy because I've played games that have excellent minis, but are like meh on the actual gameplay. But,
sure.
I mean, if they just have a limited supply of minis, I think that maybe they kind of curated it a little bit more than if they just threw up minis in the box. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not trying to make up for anything.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
like the gameplay or anything like that.
Wow, my camera moved. Sorry, everybody. Hold on.
So the one I really want to buy, I think you guys might dig this one. Of course, like last week I talked about a buy and it happens to be a pirate theme, but this one also is a pirate theme. And it's just coincidence. I don't know where all these pirate themes are coming from. But anyway, this is by Calliope Games from Rob Davio. He's the guy that did Pandemic Legacy. Mm. And he's got a lot of great games. This is called Ship Shape. Mm. This is going to be at Calliope Games. This is going to be a really good one. I think both of you guys would love this. This is going to be a nice kind of light family, kind of a very chill game, but a very family game where you're basically, again, pirates or, you know, you have your own ship. But what you're going to do is you have these cards that you're going to be bidding on these ship tiles. Now you'll have a little ship in front of you that's a 3x3 grid, and it'll have, you know, level. There'll be three different rounds. The first round you'll have with just some little rats in there, and rats will give you minus points. And you're going to be bidding on these kind of 3x3 square pieces that you'll basically move around, and they'll have things, you know, they'll have things on there like gold cannons and contraband, maybe even rats, but you're going to kind of move them around and maneuver them and flip them over so that you can put it over your overlay, trying to cover over the negative spots. And then after you know, everybody will get three pieces per round, and you're trying to get the highest score on these different things. Like the gold, you'll want to get the highest score to have the points. Cannons, you may want to have more than most of the other people. And then a contraband, you don't want to have the most, because the person who has the most is going to lose points for it. Things like that.
I look at this and I think that's like a game that it's probably great on its own, but it looks like a game that almost they know could be a good video game and will probably get a license to do it somewhere, because that kind of stacking mechanic and keeping track of all of that is totally like a touchscreen game for sure.
Yeah, well, I think it would be like perfect for an app, because you could definitely just kind of click it and move it around and twist it and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah, it looks fun. Looks nice.
Have to be a whole lot of, you know, major Steam game, right?
Nice and
like
tactical. This game, this looks good to me. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it looks really good. I think it's only about $30. It'll be out at Origins. I think this is going to be a big seller for Calliope.
And brand new.
They're pretty good at light games.
It's brand new. Something just came out.
Yeah, this will be releasing next week at Origins.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, both of these games are to try and buy. The try at Origins Game Fair, which will be up on Wednesday. I don't suppose, Scott, you guys aren't flying out to Columbus to hang out.
I am not going to Columbus, but I am very excited about you going. You're going, right?
Yep.
I'm very excited about you reporting on it. Yeah, you got to tell us all about it. Dude, why did I search for Ship Shape on Google Images with say search moderate and I got 50 naked people for no reason?
You can search for any words and you'll get naked people.
I don't understand.
Well, I put it in our Discord chat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there it is. No, I was just trying to see if I could find anywhere that was selling it yet or pre-selling it, but it sounds like it's literally launching at the event, which makes sense.
And they had a Gloomhaven had a stream this week. So the online Gloomhaven by Asmodee Digital, they did a stream yesterday for about 4 hours showing off what they've got. And they've dropped a lot of information on there. It's going to have early access July 17th. Mm. Now, this is the good bad of this whole thing. It looks great. It seems to play amazing. It's going to have this roguelike thing to it. But it is nowhere near anything that Scott's going to want to play. because it looks like it's going to be something where if you're a Gloomhaven fan and you know the system, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
If you're not, then there's a million other tactical roguelike games that'll do things that will be a lot quicker and a lot more fun for you than what this is going to be for you. So, like, you know, guys like me and Brian have played Gloomhaven before and know the system. We'll get through this quick and easy and love it. But you're going to be sitting there going, man, I don't want to learn this crap.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to learn.
Like, it's funny. It's funny how you know me that well about that kind of stuff. The bigger the rules, the more I'm just like, okay, freaking, if I can't learn how to play this in the first round, like, what are we even doing? I have a bad attitude about it.
I was almost losing you back in Vegas when we were trying that joust game.
It was hard. And I still, even at the end, I was like, the two core rules about movement, I could not get straight in my head.
Right.
I don't know what my deal is, but that comic I did all those years ago still stands. It's just I struggle with that.
But yeah, I tell you, every now and then I'll come across that comic in a thread on BGG.
Yeah, it shows up here and there, which is kind of fun to see because I think it, you know, I think that comic holds up, and I'm glad people still get a chance to see it.
Yeah, and that's why I always know what's a Scott game or what's not a Scott game, or hopefully whether you got Kim Carter or Nick, you know, we'll read the rules for you and teach these little games, because sometimes even as little games, two pages may it may out Scott you to death.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find this chat so you guys can see it, so you know what the crap I'm talking about. Here it is. So this is I'll stick this in the Discord so people can see it in there. So if you're not on Discord chat room, then you're lame and you should be in there. but if you are, then you're about to see a comic that Dan's referring to, and I still stand by it. All right. Well, that's awesome. These are good. And I'm very excited about hearing how it goes for you over there and how that event all goes down.
I can't wait. And I'll probably go to, you probably put it up on Current Geek, but Buckeye Fitzy, the legal geek, he's going to have, he does some talks while at Origins.
That's cool.
Yeah. He talks about IP in making games and things that, and then like a Q&A for the game designers when it comes to law and IP and stuff like that. So I saw one of them last year. I'm going to go and check it out again. It's very interesting. It sounds very dry, but if you're a designer or somebody that's a publisher, it's really good to check out.
Yeah. He's getting all over the place. He went to lunch with Dave Michael today. I don't know. There's more legal geek in my life than I ever expected. That's fantastic.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on. They're taking over, Brian.
I know.
It's going to turn into a lawyer morning show. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway.
So let me ask you guys one last question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Because this is a great thing. This will be, you guys should be able to rattle this off. So every now and then on our show, we do these drafts. Like we'll take a topic and we'll draft different things. A lot of times it's board games or maybe greatest 80s comedy or something. So the last episode when we had a legal geek on, mm-hmm. we did a draft on top fictional lawyers.
Okay.
So what kind of a lawyer team? Well, you know, we did it a serpentine draft, but if you guys were to pick four legal representation in fictional world, who would you pick?
Oh my gosh.
All right. Oh, this is good. All right. Want me to go first, Scott?
Yeah, please. I have one, but I got to think about it.
All right. So it would be Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Yep.
Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
Denny Crane.
Okay.
And Harvey Birdman.
Can you count Aaron Brockovich because she was real or no? Because she was real.
Was she ever a lawyer in the movie, or was that kind of just part of the afterward?
Oh, maybe that was the afterwards. Maybe. All right. Switch that out maybe. For the avocados. Matt Murdock.
Oh, yep. All right. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. All right, I'll just give you one because I can't think of any others. The guy, he's British, and he was on Battlestar Galactica, and he played a lawyer.
The guy with the glasses like you're wearing right now.
Yes, he wore these glasses. I can't think of his name, though, but I love that guy. I think he would do a good bang-up job for me in fiction.
Irish or Scottish something, or was it just British?
I think it was... He may have been. You may be right. He may have been Irish even or something. I don't know.
The four I picked were Perry Mason, mm-hmm. Daniel Caffey, from A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Harvey Dent.
Tom Cruise's character.
You chose also a hard one because Daniel Caffey is based off of a real guy too.
Right.
And then I took Harvey Dent because I figured if you can't prosecute him, you can kill him.
You picked Harvey Dent because before he turns into a psycho, he's a pretty good lawyer.
Right. He's the best lawyer in the DC universe.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He's pretty much was. And then here's the fun connection. Brian brought up Aaron Brockovich. You brought up Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent was played by Aaron Eckhart in the Dark Knight movie. Aaron Eckhart was in that other thing with Aaron Brockovich doing his thing with his beard and everything.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I thought you were playing off the Aaron connection.
No. No. He was like literally in that film. So there's that.
And you guys know who Harvey Specter is?
No.
Harvey Specter.
From Suits? I don't know if you ever watched Suits.
Oh, no, I haven't watched Suits.
It's a pretty good show. He's kind of a BA lawyer.
You know who else I'd take? Anybody with a law degree on West Wing, which I stole from the chat room, but they're right. That's a good one.
Yeah. Or She-Hulk.
She-Hulk's
great. Jennifer Walters. No, Jennifer Walters. That was, she's on Arrested Development. Jennifer
Green.
Jennifer Green. Wouldn't that be great if S.H.I.E.L.D.'s real name was Jennifer Green?
It really should
Jennifer
be.
Hulk.
Did you see that amazing tweet? I don't know who wrote it. It got a billion relikes or likes and retweets. But it was, it said, all right, let me get this straight. Robert Downey Jr. wants to use his millions and millions of dollars to help build tech to save the world and to save the environment. Who plays Captain America? I think it was Chris Evans. He goes, Chris Evans wants to fight actual Nazis on the internet. And Mark Ruffalo is trying to go more green all the time. And then at the bottom it says, you guys, I think Jeremy Renner might be killing people right now. Like, it was really good. But anyway, I can't think of any other lawyer types. Is
well, how
problem.
About Jackie Chiles?
Oh, Jackie Chiles.
Did I tell you to do that? Did I tell you to say that? I didn't tell you to say that.
Who told you to take the deal? I didn't tell you to take the deal. Who's taking the deal?
Oh, he's a great
he'd
TV
be one
lawyer.
One of the worst lawyers, but he'd be fun.
Yeah. It'd be a good time.
What is She-Hulk's real name?
Juniper Von Scrubby Nuts. I have no idea.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I have no idea.
Close on that one.
Oh, by the way, can I just say
you do need a She-Hulk in the?
I think it was Jennifer Walters.
It is Jennifer Walters. Okay. So I was, you know, it was close with the Jennifer Walter on Arrested Development. Jennifer Walters.
I was watching. This is a tangent, real quick. I was watching that Handmaid's Tale. They have three episodes up for the new season. Yeah. It's very good as always. Blah blah blah. Here's the thing, though. I don't think we give that Yvonne Stravinsky or whatever her name is enough credit. She used to be on Chuck. It's kind of a throwaway role. She's been in some other stuff. None of it that
she
big
was on
a deal.
Dexter. Really good season of Dexter.
That's true. She was great on Dexter. She was very good on. In Mass Effect 2, which was all, she was mo-capped for that, but it's all her acting. She was very good. But in this thing, she is undersold. And in season 3 so far, freaking killing it. She is amazing. And I know she's easily hateable, likable at the same time, but her work in there, just unfreaking believable. So there's my tangent for today. Yeah.
Everybody needs a tangent.
Everyone needs a good tangent.
By the way, really quick, there was a planned live-action She-Hulk movie in the early 1990s.
Yeah.
Do you remember who was cast for that? That never materialized.
Ethel Merman. No,
that's a great. That'd be a great choice. Hello,
hey everybody. She-Hulk. I'm a lawyer.
Is the girl Bridget that was in Nielsen. The Joss Whedon? She was in a Joss Whedon show.
No, it... Bridget Nielsen.
Oh, wow.
From Beverly Hills Cop 2 and that reality show with Yeah Boy!
Yeah, the one.
With Flavor Love?
Flavor of Love. That was it. Yes, Flavor of Love.
Brian is now, he's now in my corner of how I remind myself what a thing is.
People.
Yeah, yes, you have exactly. to do this like third person association with everything, but. No, she would have. She was all the business back in the early 90s. Like she looked like she was going to take off huge, and then she got all into drugs and drinking, and then she was on that Dr. Drew thing, and then she was on with
Celebrity Rehab, yeah,
with Yay Boy or whatever.
Yeah, boy.
I can't think of his name.
The whole TMS of Scott doing Ethel Merman the whole time, just the whole time.
You look swell. Oh, there's the baby. Should we show the baby to everybody here? Come here, buddy.
Show them. You've got to come see the baby.
He's awake now. Oh, look. Look what it is.
Aww.
Look at all the people.
I was woken up by a lot of noise, and I thought it was you.
Did you sleep okay, or did I wake you up, buddy? I hope not. I do scream a lot, huh? Are you okay? You smell like a poop. Is he poopy? Oh. Well, he smells like a fart.
Wow,
he's
adorable.
Did you fart on me, Ben? Did you fart on me? You did. You can smile for the screen? Smile. Look at me. Look at me. No? Not into it? Not into it right now? He's just blown away by this room. There you go. Oh, shoot. Oh, get your foot out of there, bud. There you go. Okay, sorry. Now that was a tangent.
That was a big tangent.
You got a little poop right here, Scott.
Yeah. Just on my shoulder.
Right there on the side of your shirt.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. Dan. Oh, yeah. He doesn't know what to make of these glasses. That's what probably it is. He looks at these and is like, what? Who the heck is that?
Yeah. Right.
Dan, it's always a pleasure. Board games, pot, pills, how to get rid of teething, and Uber. Yeah, everything we need. Yep. In
barf
one...
bags. We've covered it all, man.
It's your weekly tangent.
When are you back? When will we have a time to be back with you and learn what you learned at
I'll
Origins?
Be back in 2 weeks. So I'm only gone for Wednesday through Sunday of next week. So I'll be back for the one after that.
Excellent. This warms my heart. Dan the tabletop man. Find him at Geek Jock Blog on Twitter. Anything else going on you want people to know about?
Well, we just released the latest the Geek All-Stars. So we just did the Origins preview. So there's probably about 40 games to listen to us talk about. And then we do the lawyer draft. So you can hear who should win. We have a little poll up on Board Game Geek on our guild so you can vote who wins. And always remember, hashtag vote Dan.
Oh, the alien chicken guy. The country. I'm just an old country chicken from Futurama. He's great as a lawyer. I may only be a country lawyer, I would say. He's great. You should pick that guy. All right, Dan, take it easy. We'll talk to you later.
See you, boys.
Bye now.
Very cool.
I love that. I'm just an old chicken lawyer.
I may not know much.
Yeah, I may not know everything. And then he'd be... That guy was the best.
I did say Harvey Birdman, Ms. Pumatastic. I totally said Harvey Birdman.
You totally did. No, there's something. If I've learned anything today, it doesn't matter what I say. A bunch of people didn't hear it.
Right. Like, yeah, that's true.
Constantly today, do the instance not have?
You should have mentioned such and such. Yeah, right. I keep seeing every once in a while. I keep seeing these wires over here that go up to the ceiling. They're the Ethernet cables.
Yeah.
I keep seeing them wiggle, and it's like, nope, I do not want the kitten back there.
No. Yeah. That'll hose you hardcore.
I know, totally. So I'm gonna have to redo the freaking wiring back here. Get a lot of twist ties and get stuff
kitty proof that business
away.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, I sound like a chicken when I scream. Here's proof. Here you go. There you go.
Nice. Oh, my God. That'll wake you up.
It will indeed. All right, that's it. Thanks for being here, everybody, and being part of the show today. We appreciate it. It's time for us to leave you, but we do it in the wake of us saying thanks for all your support over at patreon.com/TMS. Without it, there is no fifth episode a week, which is what this is. And if you want it to keep going and you want to see the show continue to thrive, survive, and grow, you can head on over to patreon.com/TMS right now and throw your love at us there. You can also leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462 and email us themorningstream@gmail.com. And for all else you may be hunting down, we are at frogpants.com/TMS. All right, Brian, give us a song. Oh, there's the dog.
There's Daisy. It's thundering, so she's coming downstairs to hang out with me.
Oh.
Hi. Thunder freaks me out.
Dude, Daisy, legit. Thunder. That's it. Looks like boomers in your house. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. They totally look alike.
They're the same thunder? Mutt, dude.
What the thunder?
They're the same mutt pairing or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Yes. Anyway. Yes, exactly. Anyway. Hi. Let's talk about our cover closing out here. This one goes out to Geeky Gamer Girl. Wrote in and said, it's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's a birthday request. Good morning, salsa and burrito. Another year has passed and it's time to celebrate my dear friend's birthday. He's always there through thick and thin. No matter what, he always has a smile, incites many laughs, and is always ready for endless geeking out. This year, I'll keep the email short and sweet, simply asking that you all help me kick off his birthday with a killer song around June 8th. Thank you, Brian and Scott, for everything you do, all the joy you bring, and the amazing community you and the Tadpool have created. Signed, Geeky Gamer Girl.
Mm.
Well,
go.
Of course, our pleasure, and it's all Scott, man. Scott got all these people together. I just came along for the ride. Her request comes to us from a band I'd never heard of until this, and I'm totally digging it. They're a band called Brass Against.
Oh.
And pretty much you can guess from their name, it's like Rage Against the Machine, but brass, but like brass instruments. These are great. This is a Tool cover from their 2018 single of the same name, The Pot. Here is Brass Against with Tool's The Pot.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday. New film sack this weekend as well. There Will Be Dungeons will be live tomorrow afternoon as well. Check out the schedule for more. Hopefully everything holds and no lightning strikes take it out again. We'll see you all then.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out of your head. I hold deep in muddy waters. You practically raise the dead. Rob the grave to slow the cradle, then burn the evidence down.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.